And I want to bring up to this pulpit to minister to you tonight. If you need an example of what God can do for you, or if it's worth it to give your all to God, I'm about to bring him up to you, and he will minister to you, and he will bless your life. Josh Herring graduated at the age of 16, and he had a very competitive SAT score, and he went off to college to get that, have that major, get that degree to jump into that profession. And as the song says, something got a hold of him, and he decided to drop all of that. I've got to get a hold of God. I've got to minister to God, because God has called me to preach. And it is just awesome how God has equipped him and gifted him in the service of the Lord. And we want to make him welcome as he comes in Jesus' name to minister to you. Praise God.
Let's clap our hands to Jesus Christ tonight. Come on, guys. Hallelujah. Can somebody praise him right now? Can we take 30 seconds and start it off right? Let the worship out of the box right now. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're about to do. This week, we magnify you. We love you. I dare some young people right now who are very comfortable to kind of get out of the box right now. Lift your hands. Lift up your voice and start worshiping the Lord. Let's create an atmosphere for Jesus to move in the house tonight. He's worthy. He's worthy. We worship you. We magnify you. We praise the holy name, the Messiah, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. We bow down before the greatest name of all, the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Can you praise him right now? Youth Camp 2011, let's start it off by magnifying him. Come on, I worship you, I praise you, I love you, Jesus. Have your way tonight. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Amen. Praise the Lord. So good to be home and so good to see all of you, and cannot wait to see what God's going to do this week and this weekend and all the lives that are in this building tonight. And I'm so honored and appreciative to be here tonight, and I know that God is going to do awesome, awesome things, crazy things, wild things, radical things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you love the youth president of the Alaska Yukon District, Brother Jeff Glover? Amen. Praise the Lord. Love him with all my heart. And I give honor to all the pastors that are here tonight and to the parish and this district. I'm so glad to be home. And glad to have my beautiful wife, Janae, here with me tonight. Can't wait to hear her tomorrow. Looking forward to what God's going to do tonight, though. Amen. If you have your Bibles, Mark chapter 5, won't hold you very long, but definitely feel a word from the Lord. Mark chapter 5, and we're going to read verse 1 through verse number 6. Mark chapter 5, verse number 1 through verse number 6. Amen. Bible says, and they came over to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. Everybody say unclean spirit. Who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Everybody say chains. Because that he had been bound often with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. I have felt for about a month now, the opening night of this youth camp, to preach this message, the chain breaker. The chain breaker. I want you to get ready for God to do some major stuff on you personally tonight, in Jesus' name. Can we all pray one more time for God to have absolute authority in this house? Jesus, take over every heart, every mind, every soul and every person, I pray. Do exactly what you want to do in this house tonight. Baptize us with your fire and with your anointing and with your glory. I praise you and I worship you and I magnify you for what you're about to start tonight in the lives of all these young people. You're going to set a fire that Alaska cannot hold. I praise you and I magnify you that you're going to do mighty miracles through the hands of these young people. You're going to set them ablaze tonight like never before. Can somebody clap those hands to the Jesus Christ you know and serve and adore? Hatamaha. Hallelujah. Have your way, God, tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Amen. High five your neighbor and say, the chain breaker's here. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I don't know if anybody has told you this yet, but since the day you were born, you have been hated by the devil. He does not like anybody in this building. Doesn't like you, can't stand you, does not want to see you succeed, does not want to see you happy. Most importantly, does not want to see you saved. Does not like anybody in this building. He hates every young person who somehow, throughout all the adversity out in this world and all the addictions and all the strongholds and all the sick things that are out there, you are here in the house of God. He really cannot stand that tonight. That you could be anywhere, but you are here right now. You could be drunk, you could be high, you could be hungover, you could be dead, but you are here right now. It's serving a Shatta, a master who you know and love and adore. Hallelujah. So, since he cannot stand you and your destiny, he has set up traps throughout your life. Relationships, failures, addictions, different things to get you to fall, to keep you from something like this going on right now. He sends all kind of spirits to people to destroy them. There's generational spirits. Grandpa was an alcoholic. Great-grandpa was an alcoholic. Dad was an alcoholic. Now sometimes you find that's a generational spirit. He sends emotional spirits, depression, suicidal thoughts, anxiety, fear, lust. He sends these emotional spirits to attach themselves to you. He sends physical spirits to some, sicknesses, infirmity, things they never thought they'd have to endure are now a part of their life every day. And then he sends relational spirits. It's not that you're messed up. It's that who you're hooked up with is messed up. You were doing fine till you got connected to this person. Isn't it funny how if you get connected to the wrong person, they can totally change how you act in church and out of church. You can be on fire for God tonight and hook up with the wrong person later on and not even worship God tomorrow. Because there are relational spirits out there. That's how the devil... Can I tell you, if there's ever a time we need to disconnect ourselves from people and things that are trying to drag us to hell, that would be about right now. That would be about tonight. If you are trying to take me to hell, I don't want to be around you. I want to be around somebody that wants me to be saved. And somebody that wants me to be right. And somebody that wants me to live for God. Generational spirits, emotional spirits, physical spirits, relational spirits, familiar spirits. That's that voice that follows you around all the time, you know, and starts talking to you, telling you all the things you've done wrong. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Can you guys relate to that? Have you ever been doing okay and then all of a sudden something reminds you of something you did a couple years ago and you think, where'd that come from? And all of a sudden your day is ruined because you feel like a failure. It's that voice that when you go to worship God and you go to the altar and you go to get a breakthrough, it's that voice that says, stay where you're at. You're a hypocrite. You don't deserve to be up there. Remember what you did last week? It's that voice. The familiar spirit. Somewhere in this building, all five of those things are loose. Generational ones, physical ones, emotional ones, relational spirits, familiar. They're all in here tonight. And you come to youth camp, maybe not dealing with all five or four or three, but I guarantee you, you might be dealing with one or two of them. And so you're here in the presence of God, wanting to be free, but you do have some stuff that you need to get free from. That's the story of this man in Mark chapter 5. He had a legion of devils, thousands of them, come after him. He was normal one day in his life. I'm sure growing up, he never dreamed he'd end up living in a graveyard with tombs and cut himself with rocks. Because when you're growing up, you really don't see yourself going as far as the devil wants to take you. Can I give you a word from the Lord? Don't let the devil take one inch. He'll try to take miles and miles and miles if you do. Don't give in to anything he's trying to tell you. He's up to something if he's trying to get anywhere in your life. And when these devils came, to attack this man through people and through different things, they used chains to get him. Because that's how the devil works. He wants to tie you up. I show you how the devil makes a chain when he gets ready to destroy a young person. Each link represents a failure. So when the devil first starts attacking you, whether you were 5 or 8 or 12 or 18, whatever, he gets this mistake in your life. Boom, he's got a link. And then he connects that link to the next failure you make. And then over here, you messed up a couple of years ago, so he's got that link going anytime he needs to bring it up. And then there was this relationship that you got in, and that produced all these links. Wait, maybe all these links, I should say. Then over here, he set up Facebook. Then he got Skype going. And then some of you had major anger issues at people from your past, so you got all that loose. And I got myself a chain of all your failures, all your mistakes, all your issues, and all your weaknesses. And anytime you come to church, I start bringing them up. A couple of these links are people you're connected to in your school you shouldn't be connected to, and you know it. These are the people you're not influencing. They are influencing you. I need some guys to help me. I need three guys. Come on. Come up. Three guys. Come on. Who wants to be the guy possessed? Who wants to be the two devils? Bro, you're the biggest one. You're the guy possessed. Come over here, dude. What's your guys' names? Levi? Great name. Anointed. I can feel the anointing on you. What's your name, bro? Josh? I tell you what. Josh and Josh be the two devils. I know what's going on here. All right. You beat Levi. You're good. All right. So, you've been assigned for this message tonight by the devil to destroy Levi. You know all these things about Levi. You know all the things he did last year. You know all the sins he's committed that no one knows about. Sorry, bro. I'm not trying to embarrass you. So, what you're going to do tonight, because Levi's supposed to get a breakthrough in here. You're going to start, put your hands out, Levi. You're going to try to worship God, but you guys are going to take this chain, and you're going to wrap it around his hands so that he can't get a breakthrough. Okay, I want you to work that chain around there. All those failures, Facebook, not necessarily Facebook, but the people on Facebook, wrap it around, dude. Hurt him. There you go. There you go. Don't hurt him that bad. I mean, cut his hands off or something. My Lord. All right. Now you hang on to one side, you hang on to the other. All right. That's funny, but that's what a lot of you are right now. You want to raise your hands and worship God, but try. You can't. You want to get a breakthrough, but you can't. Because you know why? Josh has got a hold of you. I've worked that, yeah. But see, this is what's going on. You've got all these these failures and these mistakes. And you know what? And it's not just that you've got these chains. They're talking to you too. Yeah, you are a failure. You are a nobody. If they knew what we know. Is anyone, can you guys connect what I'm talking about right now? Have you ever dealt with this kind of stuff? More than anything, he wants to feel the presence of God. But he's got all these issues and all these failures and all these addictions and all these weaknesses. And he comes to church and he really, 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 really wants to get a breakthrough. But sometimes it's very hard when you've got all these chains wrapped around you. And you say, God, I just want to feel you. I just want to be changed. I just want to be delivered. But I've got all these issues on me right now. Chains make noise. You can tell somebody that's chained up spiritually when they walk in church. When the preacher says, let's worship God, they sit there. Preacher says, come to the altar. They don't move. You know why? I got a chain I'm dealing with. Some of you are chained to something so heavy, you can't break away from it. Some of you are chained to yourself. You hate yourself. Low self-esteem, loneliness, you can't break it. The devil starts making another chain. I mean, I've got your worship, man. You're not getting a breakthrough tonight. But in case you think about getting free, let's take this chain and wrap it around his feet. Don't do it super tight. Don't kill him. His right hand is turning blue. All right, take that chain. All these other things, that this is the anger. This is the unforgiveness that you've got for somebody. This is that grudge thing you've got. This is that thing where you keep talking about people all the time. And here you are, come here, at youth camp. Now, you guys say, well, no, no. Oh, yeah, you are. Not everybody, but some of you are just like that spiritually right now. Well, I'm not dealing with any of the addiction. You may not have any of the addictions or the failures, but you may have intimidation wrapped all over you. What would happen? What would happen if I tried to get out of these chains? And here you are at youth camp, opening night, and you've got all these things back in your town. All these people you're hooked up with, all these relationships, all these failures, all this past, and you're here tonight, and the preacher's actually trying to convince you that all that stuff that you've done wrong and all that stuff that's wrapped around you, in one altar call, God could set all of that off you, and you could be free right now. I feel like telling you in the Holy Ghost, if you want to be free tonight, you can be free tonight. You can be delivered. You can get on fire. You can get radical. You can make up your mind. You can do something for God. Somebody ought to praise Him right now. Somebody ought to praise Him right now. Somebody lift your hands up and praise Him anyway. Lift up your hands and praise Him anyway. You want to be free like they are right now. You want to lift those hands. You want to run. You want to shout. But I got those chains on you. Some of you, it's harder than it is for others. Some of you are, I'm just going to be real. Some of you are going to take 3 or 4 services, I can tell. But if I got to preach this message every night to get you free, I hope you don't get bored, because I will find you. I want everybody, every young person, to leave here anointed, full of the Holy Ghost, full of power, full of boldness, full of praise, full of worship, full of faith. I will change everything in my... I want to be free! There's a chain breaker in the building right now. His name is Jesus. He knows every failure. He knows every mistake. He knows every issue. But he's bigger than every chain in here. Take him off him. Jesus showed up. And the chain guy, give me one of those chains. The chain guy knew he's here for me tonight. Can I just tell you, if I've been preaching to you at all tonight, he's here for you tonight. This is not a service where you look around and say, well, I hope they get a breakthrough. I hope they pray. This is a night tonight where you deal with your junk that nobody knows about. It's a night where you deal with your issues that nobody... Oh, yes, it is. Now, I've prayed in my room, God, get me free. Oh, keep standing. We're about to explode in here. I can feel it. I've prayed, God, set me free. I've prayed, God, do something at youth camp that I've never seen before. I've prayed, God, do something. I want there to be a major explosion where young people absolutely who come in quiet, who come in shy, who come in addicted, who come in tired, who come in messed up, who come in broke up, who come in a relationship, who came in single, who came in looking for fellowship, who came looking for friendships, and who came looking for relationship. I pray tonight in the name of the Lord that some of you would be set free like you never thought you could be set free. Your chains are not as bad as you think they are. There is a God in heaven who's greater than everything in your life, and he can set you free right now. Hallelujah! Here's what I feel like telling you in the spirit. Are you ready? Is all the young people ready? You got to do one thing to get free. He only did one thing to get free. When Jesus got near, he ran. He didn't sit still. He didn't say, I hope he comes to my pew. He didn't say, I hope I saw. But he said, let me out of my pew right now. Let me in the altar right now. I dare some of you in the name of Jesus to run out of your pew and get in this altar right now. I dare some of you to get out of your pew. I challenge you in the spirit to make a move and find what God can. I'm going to preach it till you run. I'm going to preach it till you move. I'm going to preach it till you get out of your pew. I'm going to preach it till you get free. I'm going to preach it till you make up your mind. Everybody in this house, you ought to move toward God right now. You ought to move toward God right now. Elanamo, shut up. We're not all getting it yet. We're not getting it yet. There's still a lot of you in your pew right now. I'm done preaching, but God's not done moving. He's looking for somebody that will say, just let me find Jesus. Just let me pray one more time. Just let me try one more time. Just let me in the altar one more time. Let me break through one more time. I want my chains off. I want my chains off. I want my chains off. I dare you to praise God right now. I dare you to run to Jesus right now. I dare you to praise him. Thank you, Jesus. What could you get free from if you got in the altar? Palmer, Anchorage, Fairbanks, Kenai, Bethel, Seward, Sitka. What could you get free from if you move toward God? Stop everything. Listen to me. Every young person in the pews up here right now on the altar. Every single one. There. Make plenty of room. Get all the way up here. Guys, listen to me. I want you all to look up here. I'll talk to them in a second. But for you guys to get some of free from some of the stuff you're in, look at me. Everybody look up here. You need to get emotional. I guarantee you get emotional playing the Xbox. Now we're connecting, aren't we? Wow. You may not know how to praise God, but some of you do. But if you could think when you start to pray about all the things you got wrong in your life, and then think about, even with all that, God still loves you right now, and still has a plan for you right now, and still wants to use you right now. Don't look at your neighbor. Don't look who's standing there bored out of their mind. If they're bored, they can't get you free anyway. If they're bored, they can't deliver you. They didn't die for your sins. They didn't hang on a cross for you. Only one person did that. Only one person did that. And he's in this building right now. And some of you are going to have to take that pain you've been through that nobody knows about, and the things that you've suffered that nobody knows about, and the issues that nobody knows you've got in your mind. And somehow get that to Jesus right now. What? Wait a second. What? Listen, here's what's going to happen. If you had 30 seconds to get a hold of God before God came back, if you had 30 seconds left in this altar, just 30, how hard would you pray? 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, Atalamai, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, chains are falling, 16, 14, 13, I hear chains falling, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Somebody praise the Lord right now. Somebody praise the Lord right now. Chains are falling. Chains are falling. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, it's yours. Yes, it's yours. Yes, it's yours. Yes, it's yours. God's all over this right now. Come on, bro, in the name of Jesus. Chains are falling. Chains are falling. Chains are falling. Come on, get free right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh! My hands are free. Holy Ghost all over him right now. Holy Ghost, that shit broke right now. Go after it. I want you to go after it right now in the name of Jesus. No more pain, no more pain, no more pain.
throw it down and praise God and be who God called you to be. Yes, that's it, yes, 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 yes.
No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage, I am free.
Go after it.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage, I am free. Yeah. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage, I am free.
Get free in the Holy Ghost right now. God is in here. God is in here.
No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage, I am free.
Chains are falling.
Hallelujah.
Chains are falling. Chains are falling.
He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. Glory to God, he set me free.
Grab somebody beside you right now. The person you're grabbing may be struggling, but they can't forgive themselves. They know God's forgiven them, but they can't forgive themselves. Everybody touching somebody right now. Everybody grabbing somebody right now. Everybody grabbing somebody right now. You're going to pray with that person you're holding right now. And you're going to pray that God would set them free from anything the devil's saying in their mind right now. Anything that's in their brain. Anything in their past. Anything that they can't get over. You're going to, here we go. Raise your voice. Raise your voice and begin to pray right now like you've never prayed for somebody. Pray. You don't even know what they're dealing with. Pray. They may be suicidal. Pray. They may be afraid. Pray. 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 Everybody pray. Everybody pray.
No more shackles. No more chains. No more bondage. I am free.
The chain breaker.
No more shackles. No more chains. No more bondage.
The chain breaker. In the house right now.
No more shackles. No more chains. No more bondage. I am free.
Just by the fact that some of you are crying right now proves you're getting out of your chains. You never cry in church. You never raise your hands. You never even pray. But you're praying right now, which means chains are falling right now. You normally never are in the altar, but you're in the altar right now because chains are falling off you. Let them fall. Let them fall. Let them fall. Let them fall. And let God do what's with you, what He wants to do with you. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in here right now.
Freedom.
It's Youth Camp 2011, and we need to start off the right way by getting free from everything that we're bound by.
Freedom, oh freedom, freedom. He set me free, yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. Glory to God, He set me free. He set me free, yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. Glory to God, He set me free.
Death couldn't hold you down.
the words of God. Shout out to God with the words of praise. Shout out to God with the words of triumph. We lift your name up, we lift your name up. Shout out to God with the words of triumph. Shout out to God with the words of praise. Shout out to God with the words of triumph. We lift your name up, we lift your name up. Shout out to God with the words of triumph. Shout out to God with the voice of praise. Shout out to God with the voice of triumph. We lift your name up, we lift your name up.
The enemy has been defeated, and death belongs to
some of you. This chain wasn't long enough to compare to the chain you had, so it's taken you a little bit longer to get completely free, but you're still up here right now. And one link at a time, you're getting free. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Some of you have prayed longer tonight than you've prayed your entire life. You know why? Because your chain is off. It's off the chain tonight. God can do anything. Anything. You're not a failure. Your life is not over. You can make it. You can overcome your past. You can defeat what you've been through. I promise you, you can. I promise you, you can. All you've got to do is make sure when the altar is open that your chain's on the ground. You are the winner. You will win. You will win. Look, I want you to say it. I will win. I will win. I will get out of this. I will overcome. I will be king. I will be pure. I will be holy. I will be. I'm not right now, but I will be. I will be. One chain at a time. By the time Monday night rolls around, not only will you be free, you will be anointed. You will be powerful. You will be bold. You will not be afraid. You will be used by God like you've never been used by God. So take advantage of tonight. Later on tonight, when the devil tries to wrap a chain on you, when temptation starts to wrap itself, remember this. It's only a chain he's trying to put on me. And I refuse to give in to him tonight. I refuse to mess up tonight. I refuse to mess up. You need to say that right now. I'm not going to mess up tonight. I'm not going to mess up tomorrow night. Guys, I've been here. I know what this is like. Okay? The devil knows. He can't stop you from being free in here. He can't. You made up your mind. Same with you. He's going to try later on. When you're not in the altar tonight, don't settle for a temporary breakthrough. Amen. And whatever you do tonight, it's your business. But whatever you do, make sure the chains that you came in here with stay on the ground, on the altar, when you walk out of the building. Don't pick your chain up. Do not pick the chain up. Don't touch it. Don't get near it. If your chain involves your cell phone, turn it off tonight and do not deal with your... You might as well get real. You might as well be real. You might as well get real with God and take the chain and put it on the altar.
Absolutely anything can happen this year in youth camp. Because everybody in the sound of my voice knows God's forgiven them tonight. And you're free, and you can do anything you want to for God. You can lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. You can lay hands on your friends and watch God deliver them. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. God can do anything through you. Amen. Let's have the greatest youth camp we've ever had. The most powerful one, the funnest one, but most importantly, the freest one. Absolutely giving God everything. Everything. Tomorrow, you ought to praise God like you've never praised Him in youth camp or at home in youth service. You ought to worship God as freely as you possibly can. I love you. Let's go. In Jesus.